developments going up the, I guess, the urban renewal or something. Can you see a difference in the attitude of the colored people then and now?
Well, Daddy had a man that worked for him named Alf. He had an old A-model Ford with a radio air on it. He didn't have a radio in the car, but he had a radio air. And he was the most humble thing in this world. He'd do anything in the world for us. And while they were not laborers, and we didn't want to be their equal, they respected us and we respected them. And they lived their life and we lived our life. But now, they just didn't cut your throat and look at you.
Then you didn't go to school with any colored
people. Oh, no. They had a colored grammar school and a colored high school combined because there weren't that many Negroes in the town. They used to, when Decatur had to have a football game, they used to all come stand by the fence and watch it because they didn't have enough to have a football team. And they didn't even know the rules of the football. But they enjoyed watching us play.
Well, can you tell me something about your grammar schools, the ones you attended? Were they one big classroom, or did they split you up in classes?
We had my brother first went, it was just one room. And then as the town grew a little bit, they enlarged the school, and we had individual classrooms. There might not have been 20 children in each room, but we had individual classrooms because the school was better than you. And my mama had 9 children in it. Not all at once, but all 9 of us went to this school. And she was a big garden club worker and she loved her garden. So every time one of us children started the school there, she'd plant a dogwood tree on Arbor Day. And the school used to be where the new post office is in Decatur, and I guess one of the things that hurt her most before she died was knowing that they cut all her children down when they built that new post office over there.
I see. Well, you mentioned something about high school before, but can you tell me something about the activities that went on?
We'd have, once a year we'd have a dance, and we'd have it in the lunchroom, and that was the only time the boys got to come in the girls' building. We'd have field days in May where you'd have 3 races and gunny sack races and this about it. But it was just a school and we didn't have any big parties like they do now. And we certainly didn't have the money to hire any of these fancy bands because there weren't any.
Well, can you tell me something about the different curriculum?
Well, I had a business course, which was bookkeeping and shorthand and typing. And they didn't offer all the fields. They didn't have political science, and they didn't have very few math things. It was just math. It wasn't algebra and geometry and all that. It was just math. And we went 12 years.
I believe you had Latin, too.
Had Latin, but I didn't do well in it.
Well, did you,
We had no French or Spanish. Latin was the only language we had besides English.
Didn't you say they had a girls' riflery team down there?
Oh, yeah. During World War II, they used to make the girls get out and march and drill, just like they did the boys in ROTC. And they had a rifle team, and the old rifle range is still under the North Building, which was Boys High still. And, they had a rifle team, and I guess there were about 30 girls that went out for them.
Well, now there's a Catholic church up there on Ponce de Lena, I think. Has that been there long?